With an update from WindsorNewsToday.ca, I'm Mark Brown. If you witness a crash Sunday night that killed a motorcyclist, Windsor police would like to talk to you. It happened around 8:30 p.m. on Dougal Avenue near the EC Row. Police say a car tried to turn left onto the expressway from Dougal and hit a motorcycle in the oncoming lane. The 19-year-old motorcycle driver was pronounced dead at hospital. The arson unit is looking for tips on two suspicious weekend fires. The first was Sunday afternoon on McKay Avenue near Riverside Drive West. Occupants of the home were able to get out unhurt. Damage is estimated at $200,000. The second was before 2 Monday morning at a vacant apartment building on Olette near Elliott. Damage in that one is at $150,000. Queen's Park has pledged $150,000 to support school-based programs designed to support healthy relationships. The money will help distribute thousands of copies of educational material from the 4th R at London's Western University. It will be given to grades 7, 8, and 9 for lessons on bullying, dating violence, peer violence, and making healthy choices. You may have seen something online about a boycott against Loblaws next month. The Toronto Star reports that a Reddit page promoting it now has 56,000 members, but it's hard to say how many will actually go through with it. Organizers say it's to protest high food prices and large profits still being made by grocers, and to encourage shoppers to go to local independent stores. MPs and senators belonging to a group critical of the Chinese government say the FBI told them just last week that they were targeted by hackers. The group says the Canadian government has known since 2022. The Globe and Mail says the co-chairs, Liberal John McKay and Conservative Garnet Genwey, are upset that Ottawa never warned them. Pro-Palestinian protesters at New York's Columbia University have defied a request by the school to disperse. ABC News reports that protesters at Columbia were told to pack up and leave by 2 p.m. Monday or face suspension. The protest at Columbia is among many on college campuses, which led many Jewish students to fear for their safety. It's back! Tim Hortons' popular Smile Cookie campaign returns for a spring run. In Windsor, Essex, proceeds from buying the dollar cookies will go to the Victorian Order of Nurses Ontario Student Nutrition Program and the Hospice of Windsor and Essex County. The campaign started early Monday morning and runs through Sunday night. All proceeds will help these two groups. In sports, the Tigers-Cardinals game Monday night in Detroit has been postponed. They'll play a doubleheader Tuesday. The Blue Jays host Kansas City. In the Stanley Cup playoffs, Florida can eliminate Tampa Bay in Game 5 Monday night, while Vegas and Dallas meet for Game 4. The Seattle Kraken has fired head coach Dave Hackstall after 3 seasons. The Kraken missed the playoffs after going to the second round last year. In the NBA, there are 2 Game 4s Monday night with Boston at Miami, and Oklahoma City could pull off a sweep at New Orleans. Denver could eliminate the Lakers in a Game 5. Monday night's weather, scattered showers or thundershowers, windy and 15. Rain ends Tuesday, then partly sunny and 22. Clear skies and 9 Tuesday night. I'm Mark Brown. For more on these and other stories, go to WindsorNewsToday.ca.